So an OG type figure reminded me, or not even reminded me, kind of informed me today of your value in certain arenas. Now, I've always gone into things thinking that, you know, not me, but, you know, people are, how would you say, disposable, that the system makes people disposable, that the powers that be makes people disposable, so people can get fired, people can get tossed, you know, people can get, you know, get the hammer come down upon them in a court of law, and people are just disposable in that sense. And there's so many other ways too. People are disposable. You think you not buying the latest I don't know the latest Tim's, and you're like, fuck Tim's, and then bouncing, you think that matters? Tim's is a multi-billion-dollar company. Somebody's buying Tim's, no matter who it is. So you walking out at whatever store is not gonna matter. That didn't actually happen to me. I'm just using that as an example because I just recently bought Tim's. Tim's, not so much Tim's, but the concept of Tim's and Tim's needing you is one of a myth. They need customers. They don't necessarily need you, in the same way that a structure, a system, a power, organization may need bodies to fill seats. They may need bodies to fill positions. But it's not something that should be confused or conflated with needing you specifically, unless your skill set is so high level that, like, it's like, how could you let this person go? Like, if you're like a really small, like, I don't know, nonprofit, and then like you somehow land like a NASA level PhD or some shit, or like, you know, okay, there's the let's say the welfare office, and then somehow you land I'm trying to think of a good example here. Let's say the welfare office, suddenly they get a resume that comes across the table and it says that they are, you know, they worked for Amazon. That's not even a good example. That's a bad example. They worked for Toyota, or they worked for, you know, a staffing agency, or they worked for just a big advertising company, or they worked for even like the corporate level of Good Life. You know what I mean? Like, there's certain skills that you're going to develop at that high of a level of what you're doing that is going to be transferable to the low level of what you think that position is. So I think I've lost my train of thought now. What was my train of thought? Disposable people. So an OG tells me, you know, the upper level people aren't stupid, and they know that they need us. And I say to myself, interesting, they need us. And it's actually when I thought about it, and I thought about certain things, which I won't reveal, but certain things in regards to timing and, you know, just overall knowledge of processes, you know. Sure, we're all disposable, I guess, in this sense, but do they really want to go shell out however many tens or hundreds of thousands of dollars to now retrain X number of people? Also, you have to think, it's better to work through incidents and issues and scenarios. I never thought I'd say this, but incidents, issues, and I'm not a beefy person, but incidents, issues, and scenarios, rather than kind of like be like, you're fired or whatever it is. Because when there's internal strife and drama, it can be worked through if there's certain things in place. For me, certain things in place would be so-and-so has to go sit in some cubicle far away. I don't want to see them. They have to sit in an office far away. That's one way of dealing with it. It won't happen. Another way is minimizing the amount of communication, which makes for a dreary, shitty office environment. But there's also the podcast, so that solves that. But I guess the communication part of it is key. The talking through, and it's good when you got OG people there. Because the OG people will say, they'll exercise a certain amount of restraint, but they'll also know how to word things in a particular way that gets the point across, whereas I'll just go for broke, you know? You know what I'm saying? Like, the younger, inexperienced types, no matter how much, they got experience, but they don't got, you know, the 30 extra years required to know the kind of tact required to say certain things, you know. But to hear it from, and it's not just one OG, it's actually multiple OGs. It's multiple OGs. So multiple OGs are noticing certain things about one particular person. And it's coming back to me, and I'm thinking, I thought I was just crazy at times. But let's put a spin on this. The person whom I'm speaking of, who acts a certain way, who the OGs can see the behavior, if that person could potentially be given that talking to, that then improves their behavior, their forthcoming behavior, you see. But at the same time, it could also just really fucking piss them off. You know, some people, they don't want to be like, yo, I was fucking wrong. They just be like, fuck you guys, fuck all you, I know what I'm doing, you're hating on me, this is fucking, you know, this is a straight hateration. You know, haters are my motivation. I will go out there and take over the world. So on and so forth. So that's the kind of thing that you have to think about. I don't know. I think we all need to just relax, communicate more. And I don't know how old-fashioned the communication needs to be. The good talking to is great, but I'm getting texts. Meanwhile, the person in real life is just kind of like weird, and it's just like, I'm like, I don't want to deal with this. Anyway, posing in Gosha, I do this for the culture, mastermind, braggadocious.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.